Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. You're listening to the 50,000-watt AM 670 KLTT, the most powerful Christian radio station in America, and the studio's being taken over. There's a mutiny. Joe Riccobono, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, you barged in. I had no choice.
I didn't say thank you for inviting me. I invited myself.
Yeah.
I'm an Italian, and I've got something to say.
Okay, and you're moving your hands, so I'm listening.
That's
What's up?
You're all the way across the room there. You don't want to get hit.
What's up?
I would like to just be here today, and for the benefit of the KLT listeners, we're going to have fun today. I'm going to have fun. We're going to let Bob have fun today because we're going to let the KLT listeners know exactly the type of impact that Bob Enyart Live has, not only locally, but nationally and even internationally.
Oh.
And really, Bob, this month you've been trying to raise funds for this radio show, Bob Enyart Live.
Yeah.
And you only ask for $10,000 a year.
$10,000 in one-time gifts,
right,
donations, and our goal of $500 a month in pledges, and we beat that goal.
Very good.
We got 127% of that goal came in, so $635 a month, so that's done. And thank you so much, those who have made monthly pledges. And now for the $10,000, we're at 42%.
Yes. I'm flying out of town for a while this coming Thursday, and here we're the 22nd of February today. And ever since the beginning of February, you've been looking for people in the KLT listening audience to donate the $10,000 that you need for one whole year, which is not a lot of money. And because we're not even up to 50% of that goal, I feel it's partly because you are so interested in making an impact in the community here locally, nationally, and dealing with the issues, you don't really get around to sharing with the KLT listeners all the benefit.
Well, that's nice.
You don't toot your horn. I would love to toot your horn a little bit, Bob.
Well, it'll be painful. Let's see what you
just
have up
your sleeve.
Just give
me a half an hour. I think we're going to have some really good fun. Now, do I have this right? But, I mean, here, KLT listeners, this is a Christian broadcasting. I'm sitting here with Pastor Bob Enyart here locally in the Denver area. Michael Reagan, isn't he like a big time?
He's Ronald Reagan's son.
Right. The former president of the United States.
He's on radio 5 nights a week in a couple hundred cities.
So he's a national impact.
Yeah.
And you interviewed him on Bob Enyart Live.
Yeah, it was such a neat talk, too.
Right. And now, is this your only venture into national issues?
No.
Or is it true that you've been not only interviewing a lot of people, but you've been interviewed yourself a lot of times, such as maybe, has anybody heard of the O'Reilly Factor?
Yeah, I heard of that show.
Have you ever been on that O'Reilly Factor?
Yeah. In fact, a couple hundred times I've appeared as a guest on shows, radio and TV around the country, local and national shows.
Now, I'm not sure the local KLT listeners that are listening to us now realize that a pastor here has such a wide range of impact. And we've only begun to share a little bit about what Bob Enyart Live has to do. And now what we're doing, once again, is getting donations for this ministry. Bob Enyart is not asking for a lot. The money does not go to Bob. It goes to keep the show on the air. The phone number to donate, we're taking donations today, is 1-800-8-ENYART or 1-800-836-9278. Please write it down. I'll say it again. 1-800-836-9278. Bob, you've already said that you've interviewed Michael Reagan. You've been on the O'Reilly Factor. I think you were on the first segment. What about Sean Hannity? He's also big on Fox News.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on his radio show?
Yeah, for an hour, maybe a little over an hour. And when I get on a show or when I interview somebody like Juan Williams.
Yes.
You were here when
I was here last Thursday.
Yeah, he's been with Fox News Channel for a long time and NPR forever. And that'll air here on Bob and Yurt Live March 2nd, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And we always have an agenda. And whether I'm interviewing a liberal or a conservative, it's always to move that person to the right, to expose whatever error based on principles in the Bible, to expose it and say, you know, this is wrong. We're doing something. You're believing. You're promoting something that's wrong. You need to not do that.
Now, Bob, I don't mean to be pushy, but you just said in pretty much two complete sentences back to back, exposing error and then based on the Bible. Mm. Well, actually, I'd like to say what you do in these interviews and having your agenda is expose the truth behind these public figures, these national figures. And it's based on your knowledge of Scripture. You've spent over 30 years studying the Bible. I'm an ordained minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I could go to any one of hundreds of churches, but I go to Denver Bible Church. Oh. I, at times, attend Bob Enyart's Bible study. Mm-hmm. This man has an extensive knowledge of the Bible, and it comes through in his interviews with people such as Hugh Hewitt. Oh. I heard that interview.
You heard. That was dramatic. Now, and Hugh Hewitt is a Christian conservative leader. He's on radio, on Salem, the largest Christian radio network in the world.
I love you, Bob, and I love all Christians in the body of Christ, but I was disgusted at Hugh Hewitt when he, as you exposed the truth of an issue, Hugh Hewitt crumbled and would not take a stance. And anyway, this is a part of just an example of what Bob Enyart does. KLT listeners, you are hearing Bob Enyart. We're just beginning to understand and talk about for this time the outreach that Bob has. We haven't even talked about locally. We're just starting nationally.
Yeah, and people could go to our website and listen to that. So, you know, there may be people in the audience right now who listen to KNUS every day, 7:10 a.m., and they hear Hugh Hewitt in the afternoons. And he's a conservative, Christian, Republican lawyer, I think, something like that.
Now, that website is KGOV.com.
KGOV, right? And they could go and listen. Click on our archives. Just search for Hugh Hewitt. And listen to the show. And we say that we expose the liberal in the conservative because so many Christian conservatives endorse and promote ideas that are pretty much reprehensible when compared to the righteousness that God expects from us. And so it's a bit painful because we become the black sheep of the Christian community. People don't like to hear that.
You're the moral anchor. You're not the black sheep. Don't keep calling yourself the black sheep. You're a moral anchor.
Well,
Bob Enyart Live is a moral anchor in this voice over KLT, a tremendously powerful radio station, if not the most powerful Christian radio station in all of America. And this humble pastor needs to let his ministry be known to the listeners, and all he's asking for is $10,000 a year to support Bob Enyart Live.
Yeah, and we have this telethon for the radio show once a year, and for the past few years, that's been our goal, $10,000, and then some amount of monthly pledges. And of course, the monthly pledges keep coming in month after month. People make a pledge, and it's so extraordinary that they do that, and that helps.
Yes.
And Joe, you know, I'm about as open as can be in all respects. I'm an extrovert. I don't know how to keep my mouth shut. I wear my emotions, my thoughts on my sleeve. Westword came in and they did a long article on me a couple years ago, you know, one of their mammoth 5, 6, 8-page articles. And they said, well, you know, we'd like to see your finances. So we just printed off, we got our bookkeeper, just printed out all our finances, showed them everything. We don't care.
You do so much with so little funds.
Yeah, we're on a thread. We're on a shoestring budget.
Yes.
And personally, my family and I, we survive. We get half of my own paycheck from Bob Enyart Live and the other half from Denver Bible Church. Mm-hmm. And that's how we survive. If one or the other, we have 7 boys, 3 are real young, living at home.
Mm-hmm.
And if one or the other, if Bob Enyart Live or Denver Bible Church stopped paying me, then we couldn't continue.
Well, we don't want that to happen, Bob.
Well, thank you, and we don't either. So it's really critical that the show be able to support itself. And for example, after December, after Christmas, ministry's taken less money, and Bob Enyart Live is political, and So we're we're a radio talk show. But in January, the revenue to Bob and Yurt Live dipped a few thousand dollars, which is normal. And we don't have a large church that's subsidizing our airtime. We don't have a cushion. We
depend on the listeners.
Yeah, completely.
So if you're listening right now and would like to call and donate any amount to Bob and Yurt Live, the phone number is 1-800-836-9278. We're taking calls for donations right now. We're sharing a little bit about the impact that Bob and Yurt has had locally, nationally. I mentioned internationally. I'd like to mention something that happened several years ago in your ministry.
Yeah.
You went to a country, New Zealand, which is halfway around the world, and with a handful of other ministers under your leading. From my understanding, you got quite a bit of attention in the national press there in that country, exposing the truth of what you do, and that's your ministry.
Yeah, there were 10 of us. We were on the national TV news, radio news, their national newspapers, the whole country.
The whole country of New Zealand.
The whole country, both North and South Islands, you know, where Peter Jackson made Lord of the Rings. They all knew we were there and why we were there, and we all wore the same T-shirts, and we were recognized everywhere we go. And we've done things like that in different cities in America, major events where we've figured out how to make an impact and how to get the word out about God, righteousness, justice, so that people who are searching can hear and they get a lifeline.
And you're promoting truth in Jesus. Mm-hmm. You're also promoting the gospel in every area. KLT listeners, please, this is a very worthy cause. You can hear the outreach that your money goes towards. 1-800-836-9278. We're not asking for a lot, and I invited myself here. Otherwise, Bob would just go about his business and make an impact in this world. I'd like to bring it a little bit closer to the theological stance and let you know what Pastor Bob Benyart has done on a national scale as a pastor. One in particular debate, Bob Benyart enters into debates as a pastor and defends the faith as an apologetic. And Eugenie Scott has a PhD in She's an evolutionist. She is associated with the Center for Science Education, and they describe her as leading the fight against creation.
Right.
And you are a creationalist. You believe in the Bible and the biblical account of creation, and you debated her for 1 hour. And I recall listening to it. Listen, folks, it was great. Here, Bob, do you have science? Are you a PhD?
No, postal digger. No, I'm not, but we still sell that video. And at the end of the hour, she said, well, I don't debate. Well, which is funny because she had just been on national public TV nationwide in a big debate.
Yeah, her center describes her as leading the fight. No one else leads it except Eugenie Scott.
Yeah.
Now, I remember in the middle of the debate, she knew she was getting spanked so bad that she kind of went, she started bringing up the Bible. Yeah. And you said, Eugenie, I'm the pastor, and that's all I am.
You're the scientist.
You're the scientist. Let's just stick with scientific things. And you,
she desperately,
on the level of science, you handled her.
She desperately wanted to talk about anything but science, which is pretty common when you debate an evolutionist.
Now, listeners, this is Bob Benyart. This is the Bob Benyart of Bob Benyart Live. The phone number, 1-800-836-9278. These types of ministries that Bob Benyart does all over the country, locally especially, internationally even, deserve your support, and it's so well worth it. And I'm going to bring it home locally here.
Hey, Joe, if you think about that, we talk to creationists, we debate evolutionists. If it's abortion, homosexuality, creation, if it's economics, history, it's theology, the Bible, apologetics, archaeology, language. Bob and Yurt Live, we have a very wide area of interest and influence for people who participate in this ministry. It's not just that we're just focused on end times, or we're just pro-life, or we're just conservative Christians promoting the Republican Party. What I like to view it as is what Thomas Aquinas was credited with, putting together a broad worldview that incorporates most of the areas of human endeavor. so that what is there, government, a discussion about government is completely at home at Bob and Yurt Live.
Right.
History, science, culture, the Bible, theology, debating an atheist.
How about this, Bob? Here locally in Colorado, you debated the Colorado director for the ACLU.
Jim Joy. And we sell that tape, too.
Right. What other pastor do you know, listeners, what other pastor do you know that could take on not just a lawyer that's associated with the ACLU, but the Colorado director for the ACLU?
And it was on public TV.
Right.
It aired live. And we got
to
the
glory of God, Bob won that debate. And that's why you sell it, because to the glory of God, you exposed that God-hating liberal for what
so
he is.
Evil. They defend the right to sell child pornography. Mm-hmm. They're so evil, the ACLU. And it's neat. You know, that was Christians 3, Atheists 0 after that debate.
Amen.
But we sell these debates, and usually our opponents don't. Mm-hmm. Or always our opponents don't. Why? If you have a solid handle on what the Bible says, you can begin to get a position of strength on not just one issue, not just should we speak in tongues or not, or not just one issue, but on most of the issues that human beings wrestle with.
Right. And this is what you do. What was the name of the atheist that you debated?
The atheist, Zaketh?
Zaketh. There was another Michael.
Michael Shermer with the editor at Scientific American, one of their editors.
So the editor of Scientific America, a national publication.
Yeah.
Our pastor, Bob Enyart, from Bob Enyart Live, debates him in...
What a dramatic debate that was. In fact, we invite people to listen to that at KGov, KGOV.com. Go to our archives, search for Scientific American. It'll pop right up. Michael Shermer debated him on the Bible.
The phone number is 1-800-836-9278. All your money goes to support Bob Enyart Live. We're only asking for $10,000 a year. I think that's a minimal amount. I'd like to bring it even closer home from Colorado down to Denver. Here locally, we have a gentleman that's on the radio, Dan Kaplis.
Oh, yeah.
You, once again, what local pastor spends 2 hours with Dan Kaplis tying him in knots and keeping him on his toes?
In studio, and he's a pro-lifer, but he thinks that some of us pro-lifers are a bit too radical.
Well, Bob.
And so that was what it was about. And you know what? How many babies were saved at Planned Parenthood in Denver today?
Two babies. And this is Bob Enyart Live's ministry from Denver Bible Church.
Good people, a lot of other people.
Yes, good people associated with Bob Enyart Live.
Yeah, like Ken Denver and Joe Bible Scott, Church. Who yes. attend and are guests, frequent guests here, and are members of Denver Bible Church. And our captain, we're going to get five captains to bring people down to Planned Parenthood once a week. And our first captain we signed up was down there again. This was their second week. And two babies were saved. That makes 10 babies in 1 month.
Praise God.
This year so far.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, do you realize that just this month, 10 babies whose mothers had made an appointment to go to Planned Parenthood and have them killed have changed their mind because of the ministry at Bob Enyart Live?
And because of Ken and Joe Scott, and the Denver Pro-Life Action League.
Miss Joe Scott, beautiful Joe Scott, she was on the steps of our state's capitol last month, and she was holding 70-plus balloons, pink and blue.
76 or something. And pink and blue balloons for the
and she released them.
Whose lives were saved.
Last year, just Miss Joe Scott, who attends Denver Bible Church under Pastor Bob Enyart's leadership, was able to save over 70 babies from being killed at Planned Parenthood. Yeah. Now,
wouldn't it be neat if all Christian ministries, no matter what they did, were so aggressive at trying to stop the killing of unborn children?
Amen.
You know what that would mean? More people would get saved. Okay. A lot of ministries think, oh, we can't do that. That's not our focus. But you don't really have the latitude from God to say, well, we don't really have to worry about innocent people being killed in our community. That's not my job.
Well,
it's all of our responsibility.
Well, we certainly understand the gravity of the situation, and we appreciate that these children are being saved And we would love to hear. We have the operators standing by the telephones right now at 1-800-836-9278. Children are being saved. Souls are being saved from hell. Let's give a little history for those that don't know Bob. Bob, you started evangelizing when you were a teenager.
Yeah, I became a Christian in 1973.
Now, what did you do with that? Did you do anything? How about your friends and your friends' families?
They pretty much either had to get saved or they were out.
And
Only kidding.
Were you successful?
Yeah, I was in a rock band in high school. What did we know? We're all ignorant punk kids. And I got saved, and all the other guys in the band, invited them to church, witnessed to them. They all got saved. Their families all got saved. We started a youth group, and there were, you know, we don't know the exact number, but certainly more than 100 kids that got saved during those high school years, which is pretty exciting. Praise the Lord.
Praise
and
God,
that passion to lead people to Christ, to pray with them about their salvation, that's been with me. That's part of my life. So this Sunday morning at Denver Bible Church, we're in Luke 24. We've finished the whole Gospel of Luke, and it was about the resurrection. So the message was evangelical. And after the service, one visitor, he's been there about a dozen times, he said, you know, I'd like to meet, talk. And we got to pray, and he asked God to forgive his sins and trust in Jesus Christ. So it's the focus of this ministry. Sunday night, we had an agnostic come to our Sunday night Bible study and spent afterward 2 hours talking to him about the evidence for God.
And I know you do a good job with that. Still on the topic of evangelism, there's a community out there that sometimes they're very radical and vocal, the homosexual community. And I believe it's true that you have had such an impact on over several hundreds of...
Well, we don't know how many, but I've been able to speak with, pray with dozens of homosexuals over the years, and a number have become Christians. Some have thanked us through tears. One died of AIDS. We have this on video. He died of AIDS, and his last request was that they would get a message through to Bob and Yurt Live to thank us for loving him enough to tell him the truth. We've had... You know, Westward was interviewing people involved with my show around the country, and they found a homosexual activist who heard the show, repented, became a Christian, and now is a Christian activist promoting traditional morality and the Bible. So we know that there's been a big impact. In fact, John Hackney was the producer of the first homosexual TV program in the nation, right here in Denver. And he was dying of AIDS. And one of the producers of that program, the Lambda Report, called me. And even though I had them in studio and we're enemies because they're promoting perversion and they're in rebellion against God. And Karen Morrissey said to me, Bob, would you please pray for John Hackney? He's near death. And I said, Karen, who's really a guy, Karen, I'd like to come and talk to him. And she said, that's not possible. He can't even communicate. But they know that there is a standard, and they've heard it at the very least
from
their enemies of God.
You've heard it. They've heard also many people, if not hundreds, have heard that message that are in that lifestyle and have turned to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, we pray that the number increases, and we don't know the exact number, but it's been a big impact. One homosexual has said that to get the word out in the Denver homosexual community, whatever the word would be, just call up Bob and Yurt Live and say it on the air. Because for years, the homosexual community was obsessed with hating this show. And they'd listen, get angry, and some of them would get saved. So it was pretty neat.
Well, praise God. That's what Bob and Yurt is all about, saving lives, saving souls, and getting the word out, and also standing up for what is right. Our phone number is 1-800-836-9278. I invited myself on this show to toot Bob's horn and Bob Benyart Live's horn, and we're really trying to give the KOT listeners a fun view, an overall view, because you give them a lot of the details, but I want you to give them more of an overview to understand what Bob Benyart Live is all about. And once they understand, they can demonstrate their love and appreciation by coming through and fulfilling the $10,000 need for this ministry, which is not a month, But for one whole year, that's all that, that's all you ask, and I think that's not a lot.
Our telethon goal, and of course, people donate every month through the year, and they purchase our materials, mm-hmm. the plot manuscript, our Bible study albums, which really keeps us going. But once a year, we have a telethon to try to keep the broadcast secure.
Right.
Because it's a shoestring budget, and if we have a light month like we had in January, it becomes an immediate crisis. We need to strengthen our base in Colorado.
Yeah, I have a question for all you listeners there in KLT radio. Do you want to be better equipped for ministry? I believe that this ministry has the tools to better equip them. Maybe someone that you know, maybe a family member, a friend, or an acquaintance needs to know Jesus, and so far you haven't been able to reach them. Well,
Joe, I just want to let you know, we just got a $250 donation.
Praise God. Praise God.
Wow. And he said, hang in there.
Yes. Yes. This ministry is definitely
Joe,
worth it.
Thank you, by the way.
Well, thank you,
I was really
Bob.
Not a believer in all this. It's very uncomfortable.
No. Bob Inyart Live wouldn't be possible without the listeners' contributions, and it wouldn't be possible without your efforts, the efforts of everyone here at Bob Inyart Live. And I so appreciate it. I'm trying to be here to do what I can. But I was just letting the listeners know that you have the tools necessary here at Bob Inyart Live to give them if they want to purchase audio, literature, mm-hmm. a video, to be able to witness to the atheist in their life or the homosexual in their family so that we can bring them out of the darkness and into the light of Jesus Christ.
It's really neat. We're becoming a full-service ministry mm-hmm. in that we can help people. I mean, the marriage counseling and the personal counseling that happens through Denver Bible Church and the witnessing to atheists and the issues of socialism and political, Republican, Democratic issues. And whatever it is, the Bible touches on the important things in our lives.
Yes, it does.
And we could address those issues from positions of strength when we first understand the Bible.
Yes. I would like to recommend for everyone to come to Denver Bible Church. I've said it before, I'm a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I could go to any church. I come over 20 miles, or travel over 20 miles to attend Denver Bible Church. I would love to meet you. Bob Inyart would love to meet you, get to know you. It's a tremendous local ministry that we have here. It's a tremendous ministry, Bob Inyart Live, we have on the radio. To donate, please call 1-800-836-9278. We'll be here picking up the phone, taking the donations. We so appreciate all that you've done for Bob Inyart. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Joe. And we're out of time.
Thank you, Bob.
Joe Riccobono, I got to reach far and shake your hand. Thank you.
That's right. I might
hit you.
God
bless
you,
Joe. And then March 19th, we have a seminar here in Denver on predestination and free will. So if you'd like to come on out to that, call us at 800-836-9278 or go to our website to read about it. That's kgov.com and Denver Bible Church. I'm glad Joe invited you. You're cordially invited. So come on out.